The renowned Sydney Halloween Festival is back for days of food, music, ghouls and glam with a hint of fear and a whole lot of fun in one of Sydney's oldest and most haunted areas, The Rocks. It whispers the past haunt of the night. All right. To tell us about the spooky secrets, the creator of the festival, Vincent Hernandez, joins us. Hi, Vincent, how are you?
Good. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning. Now, you are the creator of the festival. Do you have to create lots of spooky things, or do the spooks just come out by themselves?
To be fair, there's plenty of them all around the rocks. We didn't have to create much for that. I think that was the whole point. Is this festival is all about, you know, celebrating Halloween, but also celebrating the heritage of all those ghost stories that are already haunting the rocks and this part of Circle Arche. And using that, we just created a lot of amazing immersive experience and something really for everyone to come and celebrate Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And not just something that has that American flair, but something that is also, you know, infused like with Australian culture.
Okay, so what can we expect?
Look, you can expect amazing food because we have some of the best food creators in Sydney creating very visual and spooky food creations. We have amazing stuff from Messina, Gongsha. There's really a lot of things happening in there, plus a lot of music. So we have some DJs in First Street Park. We have an Halloween market all through the rocks. A bit of a witch kind of market, so there will be potions and smoke and a lot of lights and decors. So it's going to be really like the whole precinct is going to be transformed. And obviously at night, you know, it becomes a little bit like more creepy in a very good way. We have parties in a real haunted house. So the New South Wales government is letting us use like a house that is actually meant to be haunted. And there's so many stories. She's on George Street. Multi-level house. We have DJs on every floor. It's a lot of fun. The House of Horror Party was something really cool last year. But we're also organizing a dark dinner with Neil Nolan, which is the chef at Pony. And it's an immersive experience with theater. So there's really a lot of things, murder mystery parties, lots of things happening all around the rocks for 4 days.
Okay. But are we going to be able to hear these spooks if the music's too loud?
The good thing is we have different corners. So, in First Street Park, there's going to be a lot of music, but we have, for example, a kind of a secret bar in the rocks where it's going to be a lot more jazzy and cool. So there's atmospheres and vibes everywhere, and definitely you might hear something whispering in some places. Oh. Into your ears.
What about are there any ghost tours as such, or...?
The official ghost tours in the rocks are definitely operating across the 4 days, and they would be telling those stories and stuff. On our end, we created some murder mystery parties that are inspired by the murders and the stories of the rocks.
Okay.
And they're really, really cool, and they're going to be telling the stories of real things that happen and dark things that happen in the rocks.
Mm. How far back do they go, these dark things? Are they recent?
Look, the most recent one would be in the early 90s, in the early 20s. I mean, like 1800 is really the beginning, you know, after the first settlers, and when the rocks was really like a very different place as it is today, let's say. But all through the history of the rocks, and that was very interesting, is that you have those different moments where you had the sailors and you had the bars, and there's a lot of things that happen within this time. There's a great story of, well, I don't know if it's a great story, but the guy was murdered and then basically cut into pieces, put into a barrel, and the murderer basically tried to roll the barrel down to the quay to get rid of the barrel in the water, and was stopped by a police inspector wondering what was happening here and discovering the body inside the thing. So there's lots of stories like that are very spooky in the rocks that are part of the heritage and the culture of the thing. And some of the last and most recent one are in the 1930s and stuff like that.
Mm. So the poor victim who was in the barrel, did his hand come out as a ghost or anything? Or do we know anything about that?
Yeah. So actually, his name is Thomas Warne, and he's meant to be haunting this place next to Foundation Park, which is literally in the middle of the rocks, and the rock there gave the name to the rocks, and it was in a house, and I swear, like, the number of people that work in this precinct, that have shop in this precinct, that will tell you that their place is haunted, that they can hear things, that sometimes things happen. The rangers that basically patrol the precinct all the time will tell you that there would be lights or things showing in a building where there's been no one for, like, ages. So it's very interesting. Like, you have a number of well-known ghosts in the rocks. Thomas Warren is one of them. There's a cellar one at the Fortune of War. There's a number of real stories like that. And every time you speak to a retailer, he will tell you that, many of them will tell you that they believe that there's one in their basement or something like that. They have seen stuff. And sometimes they're even scared of going inside the basement.
Wow, that's exciting. Well, thank you very much, Vincent. So if anybody wants to go down, how do they just turn up, or do they need to book anything?
Yeah, so the festival is entirely free to attend, and there's going to be a lot of very, like, nice music atmosphere. A lot of people are coming dressing up. It's really, really nice. And of course, if you want to attend some of those special experiences, then yes, you can go on our website. It's ghostfestival.com.au, and you can browse the experience and grab some tickets. We also have an awesome trick or treats for families. So lots of things happening across those 4 days.
Okay, fantastic. Thanks for coming on, Vincent.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye. That was Vincent Hernandez, the creator of the Ghost in the Rocks Festival. And if you're down for a night of music, food, theatrics, and maybe a little fright, check it out. The event is free. Everyone is welcome to attend. It's on October 30th to November 2nd. And for more information, check out the 2SCR website, and we'll have all the info on it.